get in our problems. Our life starts going down the tube. Bankruptcy, this problems, marriage problems. And then finally it dawns on us, maybe I should call out to God. How many of you know that's the way it can go?
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Halleck. I'm here with Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church, Pastor Mark Jobe. And Pastor Mark, what a joy it's been serving Chicagoland and really and beyond now. People all over the state, people all over the country, and even people all over the world are tuning in on a regular basis, growing and developing in their faith. And we've gotten some great emails in, some great feedback. We love to hear the stories. Thank you for reaching back out. You know, this is a ministry of love. This isn't a for-profit. We do this really out of our passion to help create disciples around the world. Pastor Mark, tell us, you know, what just amps you up about being able to minister to people this way?
You know, we just recently celebrated our 30th year anniversary. I've been a pastor in Chicagoland now for 30 years. Amazing. Man, I didn't know they allowed people to start pastoring at 10 years old, Joshua. But it's just, we've seen really thousands of people come to Christ and had an opportunity to plant 24 locations here in Chicagoland currently. And now we're planting churches overseas. We're in six different countries as well. And I'm excited because I keep hearing listeners that are joining us from different places. We have regularly listeners over the internet, of course, that join us from different countries, and we hear back from them. So we love to hear from you. If you are listening to a podcast or listening to the radio via the internet and you're from outside of Chicago, please send us an email. Let us know what God is doing. We love to hear from people, especially from other countries or other states. It encourages our staff and our team as we continue to release these broadcasts and see what God is doing.
Amen. And you know, there's a very easy way to share this with others. If you're enjoying these messages, if it's been a part of your spiritual growth, download our app and also share that app with others. It's totally free and is totally designed to help you grow spiritually. There's messages, there's a Bible reading plan, there's different resources that you can grow with. And that's at PastorMarkJobe.com. PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. And thanks for tuning in. We love you. We're praying for you. We're praying that this station and this message would be a blessing to your life. Let's get into the Word.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everyone. We continue on in our series called Face Your Fear Factor with our third message in the series called When Your Faith and Fear Collide. Our text will be found in the book of Judges, chapter 6. Here's Pastor Mark.
Today I want to talk to you about when fear and faith collide. I was in South Carolina for a leadership conference there, and we were in these sessions all day long, and finally the final day before our plane left to come back to Chicago, we had a couple hours before we had to get to the airport. So we said, hey, we're right by the ocean. Let's go try to find the beach, at least see the ocean. And so we found a place right off the highway in which we were able to park the car and walk down by the beach, take our shoes off, walk along the sand a little bit. But as I started walking along the beach, I noticed that there were signs about every 20 feet that said, no swimming. Then it would say it in Spanish, prohibido nadar. And then it would say it in English, no swimming, and then prohibido nadar. I mean, every 20 feet there was these signs. And I said, boy, these people are serious about not swimming here. And then as we got a little further down the road, there was a big sign, about 5 by 5 feet. And it said, warning, no swimming. And then it had something very unusual that was almost strange. They had a number, and you could see it was one of these things where they could change the numbers, and they said 14 people have drowned. And I thought, wow, 14 people on this beach have drowned. And underneath there was, in big letters, it says, undercurrents, beware. Now, when I looked out on the water, it seemed pretty harmless to me. I mean, there weren't real big waves. The waves were kind of small. There was no big jagged rocks there that someone could hit against. I mean, it seemed like a very harmless beach. In fact, the water didn't look that deep at all. And so from the surface, it looked like a very benign place to be, a safe place to be, a kind of place where you take your children and say, hey, go out, play in the water, because it didn't look dangerous at all. But what we couldn't see with our naked eye is the undercurrents swirling around underneath that weren't visible on the surface. And I don't know if you know what an undercurrent is, but an undercurrent is like it's a current or a river of water that goes beneath that can have a strong pull to it. And if you've ever gotten caught in an undercurrent trying to swim, you will realize that it will pull you in the direction that it wants to. It'll pull you out towards the sea, and oftentimes it can pull you under. And the unsuspecting, unbeware swimmer can get caught in one of these undercurrents and lose their life. So I was saying, whoa, I'm going to stay away from this water. I'll get my foot wet and stay away. But then as I was walking down, thinking about how dangerous it was, the water that we were around, I looked in the distance, and a little ways out there, I saw some surfers. But they weren't just normal surfers, you know, swimming out there with a board. These surfers had it was like a parachute that pops out of these high-speed vehicles when they're about to stop. And it was like a long kite, but with a parachute at the end. And these surfers were hanging on to this long sort of parachute as they surfed. And it looked like a blast. I mean, they were surfing and they would hit a wave and jump, and they would go at least five, some of them like 10 feet in the air with this surfboard on them. And they were just skimming across the top of the water, surfing, jumping these waves. And I thought to myself, they are skimming over this dangerous water underneath, but they are having a blast while they're doing it. Why? Because they are moving above the danger. You see, in your life and my life, you have two forces at work, faith and fear. Fear oftentimes is lurking underneath the surface. You go to work, you're married or you're single, you go to school, but underneath there's a current that's dragging you down, that's drowning people. It's this underlying thought of fear that can take your life apart and take you down to the depths of depression or pity or despair. And you have the choice whether you are going to swim in the water or whether you are going to take on faith. And you live in the same world, but faith allows you to skim over the water and live above the danger, above the current of fear when you choose. Now, faith and fear will collide at the surface, but those that learn to live by faith will find themselves rising above the current of fear. And that's exactly what I want to talk to you about this morning. Take your Bibles and turn to Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. Last week we looked at the life of Saul, a man who had incredible potential, but allowed his inner conversations of fear to destroy his life, his destiny, his future. Today it's a similar story with similar odds, but entirely different outcome. It's the life story of Gideon. Now, many of you know that in the book of Judges, it talks about the people of Israel being liberated from the Egyptians, and Moses led the people out of their slavery. And then 40 years later, it was Joshua that led them into the promised land as they crossed the Jordan and dedicated themselves. And once they were in the promised land, they had to defeat enemies, but God gave them favor, and so they settled in a territory. And during years, it would be judges that would provide the government for the people of Israel. If you read the book of Judges, it's like reading a roller coaster Great America ride. Because when a good judge was in power, the nation prospered. When he died, a bad judge would come up and it would dip. Then a good judge would come and it would prosper. Then he would die and a bad judge would. And so it is up and down and up and down and up and down. Samson was a judge. Gideon was a judge. And so we find one of the down periods in the life of Israel. They have been overcome by the Midianites for 7 years. For 7 years, they have been plagued by this nomadic people. And these nomadic people have been terrorizing, literally terrorizing them. When they plant crops, the nomadic people come in and take all their crops. They're raping their women. They're stealing their cattle. They're robbing all of their food, all of their storage. And so the people of Israel find themselves living in caves and mountains, hiding from these ransackers that are coming in and devastating their land. Now, why are they in this situation? Well, they're in this situation, it tells us in the Bible, because instead of following and serving God, they forsook God and they began to embrace the gods of that territory. And so we find suddenly in this story, in Judges chapter 6, we find a fellow by the name of Gideon. He's hiding with wheat in a wine press, trying to make a little bit of a living, but hiding from the enemies that come in and devastate the land over and over. And let's begin reading in verse 1 of Judges chapter 6. It says, "Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain cliffs, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern people invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep, nor cattle, nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count the men and their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian was so impoverished, the Israelites, that they, Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help."
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk message called When Your Faith and Fear Collide. It's from our series called Facing Your Fear Factor. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Judges, chapter 6, and our message is called When Your Faith and Fear Collide.
7 years, and then finally they call out to the Lord. How many of you know that's the way it can go? We get in our problems, our life starts going down the tube, bankruptcy, this problems, marriage problems, and then finally it dawns on us, maybe I should call out to God. After 7 years, they finally call out to God. Now, had they abandoned God? No, they hadn't quite abandoned God. But what had happened to the people of Israel is they had gotten involved in what anthropologists or even theologians would call syncretism. Syncretism is when you take your God and you mix it with the religion or the gods of the land. As they had not forsaken Jehovah, what they had done is they had taken Jehovah as they had taken part of Jehovah and they had mixed their worship of God in with the worship of the gods of the land. It's easy to do with Christianity, isn't it? We take our Christianity and we don't abandon our Christianity, but we take our Christianity and we sort of mix it up with the values and the spirituality of the culture around us. And so we sort of have this hybrid of Christianity. It's not the authentic, pure thing. It's sort of a mix and match thing. And we mix it in with the gods of our society. And God says, you know what? That doesn't go with me. And so he allowed them to experience this oppression. Let me tell you, if you know God and you choose to abandon God or follow the gods that are around you, the values that are around you, oftentimes God will say, okay, I'm going to let you have a head-on collision with failure to wake you up. And then you get back to your roots. You realize what a mess you've made and get back to your roots and say, I'm going back to God. And usually when you're going back to God, you got to get out of a big hole you've dug yourself into. And so the Bible tells us that God, the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian, and God sent them a prophet. How many of you know that when we call out to God, God responds and he sends us prophets? Now, we don't even know the name of this prophet, but a prophet is someone that speaks on behalf of God. Oftentimes, when you call out to God and you need a word, God will send a prophet into your life. It could be the prophet in the form of a friend that just speaks to you things that you need to hear. It could be God speaks prophetically to you through a book. You're reading a book and boom, God is speaking to you. It could be through being at church and a message, God speaks to you. It could be through a life situation, a movie, a radio program, a song. How many of you have been spoken to through a song? It's a prophetic word. It's like God is speaking to me now about my situation and I know it's God. God will raise prophetic voices. God will speak through whatever he needs to. And God speaks to them at this time, and he says to them, this is what the Lord God says. I brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I snatched you from the power of Egypt and from the hand of your oppressors. I drove them out from before you, gave you the land. I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But you have not listened to me. I told you what to do, but you haven't listened. And you're in this situation because you haven't listened. You see, some of us oftentimes that feel like God's word and God's principles are stifling or they keep us from having fun. And really the opposite is true. God's principles are there so you can be happy and healthy and well and whole. Someone says, oh man, this Bible stuff. You know, I'm 18 years old. Bible says I can't have sex, man. What's up with that? I mean, everybody's doing it. This boyfriend I met, we love each other. I mean, we're destined to be married. How long have you known each other? 2 weeks? I mean, but we got a connection going. You know, it's just a heart thing going. And God says don't have sex. And, you know, I'm going to lose him if I don't have sex with him. Because, you know, that's just part of it. And so, boom, there it happens. God's trying to take all the fun out of this. So, boom, boom. 3 months later, he's left her. She feels used. Now she's doing the homemade pregnancy test, finding herself in a heap of trouble, maybe discovering that she caught a venereal disease. And wondering, in the beginning, it was God wants to keep me away from fun. And then later on, she begins to realize, you know, what I thought was fun in God's agenda is not, it ends up in a place where I shouldn't be. And if I would follow God's agenda, I'm healthier, happier, more whole and well. Do you understand that? And so Israel is finding themselves in this situation, and suddenly God appears to this fellow by the name of Gideon. You know, God always raises leaders at the right time when we're facing difficulty or trouble. And the first principle, I'm going to give you four principles this morning, if I can get around all four of them. If not, I'll just give you two. But the first principle I want you to know is that God has a specialized vision for our lives. I love this. I mean, I have been so ministered to by this passage recently within the last 2 weeks. Listen to what it says. And the angel of the Lord came and sat down under an oak in Ophrah, not Oprah, Ophrah, that belonged to Joash, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. So he's hiding in the mountains, threshing wheat, afraid, undercover. And the angel of the Lord appears to him. By the way, when it says the angel of the Lord, later on we understand that it's actually the Lord himself. This is what's called, in theological terms, it's called a theophany. A theophany is it's an appearance of the pre-incarnate Christ in the Old Testament. When Christ shows up in a physical form in the Old Testament, shows up and speaks to man, it's called a theophany, before he became incarnated in the New Testament. So here is an appearance of God in a physical form showing up to Gideon. And he says to Gideon, listen to what he says. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. I mean, this is comical. And here, Gideon's never lifted a sword in his life. He doesn't have a helmet. He doesn't have a spear. He doesn't have training. He's in the background pressing wheat, hiding, oppressed, young, not a platoon. And God says to him, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. I mean, Gideon must have thought, you got the wrong guy. Wrong address. And he goes on to tell him that. But I looked at that and I thought, man, I love that. That God spoke into his life and called him a mighty warrior before he had ever won a battle, before he had ever led anything, before he had ever proven himself. You say, well, how could God do that? Because you have to understand the way God sees the world. You see, when we see the world, we look at our past, and that's where we came from. We look at the present, and that's where we are. And we look to the future, and there's a big question mark of we're not really sure what's going to happen. But God doesn't see it that way in a linear fashion. God sees the past, present, and future all at one glance. See, you're not capturing this. You see, in quantum physics, there is no past, present, and future. There is just reality. It's above time. God views our world from a quantum perspective. In other words, for God, it's not when the future happens. God lives in the future. He lives in the present. He lives in the past because God is not bound by time. In fact, God sometimes starts the story with the end in mind and works it backwards. Before the foundation of the world, he knew that Jesus would die on the cross. You say, well, how do you know that? Because he predicted the time, the place, the happening, where it would occur. The book of Revelation is all about the end. And Jesus said you need to look at the clues that are coming to you from the future. Do you understand that? That the future in God's mind is already there. It's not going to happen. It is a reality already for God. God knows how the story ends. He sees the details of the future. He knows what's happened, and God throws us clues from the future as to what's coming in our direction. Isn't that what Jesus said? Look at the signs of the times. Be aware of what's happening. I tell you what's happening, but be aware of the signs, because it's coming at you at a fast pace. And God will raise prophets up to talk to us about the future. And there's clues all the time coming in your direction as to what your future holds. Let me start trying to get your head around that concept there. So when God said to Gideon, mighty warrior, he was not talking something that he wished would be. He was talking something that he knew would be. That he knew was. Because he already saw a mighty warrior. He knew it was already. And so he says, Gideon, mighty warrior. Oh man, you're something else. Oh man, I've seen you. I've seen you in action. Mighty warrior.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe of New Life Community Church in Chicago, and our message has been called When Your Faith and Fear Collide. It's part of our current series called Facing Your Fear Factor. Please join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.